This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The National Fair Housing Alliance and affiliates in New York, Miami, and San Antonio have sued Facebook in a U.S. District Court in Manhattan, contending that the advertising platform continues to enable landlords and real estate brokers to bar families with children, women, and others from receiving rental and sales ads for housing by allowing advertisers to tailor their ads. A study by researchers of Gap Operations found that more predictable and consistent scheduling of work hours aren't just compatible with profitability, but can significantly improve a store's bottom line. Workers in Idaho led the nation in earnings growth with an increase of 5.3% in wages and salaries in 2017, compared to 3.1% nationally. In New York, a congestion fee has been proposed for drivers entering Manhattan's Central Business District in order to break up traffic and fund subway repairs. Women at the largest investment banks in the UK were paid at least 30% lower than men. In Credit Suisse, Goldman Sachs, Merrill Lynch, and JP Morgan, the median hourly pay for these bank operations in the UK was 46% to 47% lower for women than men. Ecuador has cut off Julian Assange's internet access. The government said it was concerned that Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, who's lived in the Ecuadorian embassy in London for 5 years, was harming the country's international relationships on social media. President Trump announced on Twitter that he intended to replace David Sulkin, the head of the VA, with his White House physician, Dr. Ronnie Jackson. It was a sharp fall from favor for Dr. Sulkin, who delivered some bipartisan legislative victories for Trump. Vicky Momberg, a white woman, became the first person in South Africa to be sent to prison for using racist language against someone, according to prosecutors and legal experts. Specifically, she hurled the term kafir, considered the most offensive racial slur in South Africa, so radioactive socially that it is often referred to as the K word. Heineken pulled a series of commercials for light beer this week that featured the tagline, "Sometimes lighter is better," after one of its ads was criticized as racist. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 109 Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.